Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec l'Actu, Learn English with News. It's Thursday the 7th of March and today's news story connects with World Book Day, which is today. But before I tell you about this new story, let's have a look at some key words. So these are words that I'll be using in the new story that you might not be familiar with. So see if you can hear them and understand them based on the context, and we'll come back to them at the end to look at the definitions and how I use them. So we start with an adjective, bookish. Bookish. B-O-O-K-I-S-H. Next, an adjective, breathtaking. What does it mean if something is breathtaking? Next, we have a noun, bookworm. That's one word. What is a bookworm? Next, a verb, munch. M-U-N-C-H, munch. Another verb, sip. S-I-P, sip. And then a noun, crumb. C-R-U-M-B, crumb. Notice that's a silent B at the end, crumb. And finally, another noun, haven. H-A-V-E-N. What is a haven? Okay, those are the keywords. As I said, we'll come back to them all at the end. And you can read while you listen. The transcript is available on the Learn English with Ben fan club. Head to my Patreon page to access that, as well as a quiz to test your understanding of today's episode. Patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you're interested in joining the community. Okay, here is today's news story. Two lucky adults will have the opportunity to spend one night in a secret library inside St Paul's Cathedral in London. The hidden room will be listed on Airbnb for just £7 to celebrate World Book Day, but it's only available for one night, next Friday the 15th of March. The booking also includes dinner and breakfast at local restaurants. The guests will be the first to officially sleep inside the cathedral since World War II. In the Airbnb description, it says, "This World Book Day, it's time to get lost in a literary paradise hidden within the world-famous walls of St Paul's Cathedral. I'm inviting you to join me on the ultimate bookish adventure, spending the night surrounded by a curated collection of over 22,000 books in one of the most breathtaking and hidden libraries in the world." Those who wish to apply for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity can request to book this day on Tuesday the 12th at 10 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. There is, of course, a hidden library etiquette for guests. It specifies that the opportunity is for bookworms only. Guests should avoid munching or sipping in the library so that the precious books remain crumb-free. And as you'd expect in a library, speak to others quietly. Amanda Couples, General Manager of Northern Europe at Airbnb, said, "The hidden library of St Paul's Cathedral is truly a haven for book lovers seeking the ultimate literary escape. Whether you're a bookworm, a history enthusiast, or simply seeking a unique experience in London, we are thrilled to open up the doors to the library of your dreams and one of the most iconic buildings in the world." And that's today's news story. Okay, so would you like the opportunity to spend a night in this hidden library? It sounds like an interesting experience. But let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? The first word, bookish, So this comes in the description of the Airbnb listing. It says, I'm inviting you to join me on the ultimate bookish adventure. So bookish is an adjective which means devoted to reading or studying. Often we describe somebody as being bookish. Next, breathtaking. This was also in the description. In one of the most breathtaking and hidden libraries in the world. So breathtaking, incredible, spectacular, something that takes your breath away. Next, a bookworm. So the opportunity is for bookworms only. A bookworm is a person who loves reading. And then also in the etiquette for guests, guests should avoid munching or sipping in the library so the precious books remain crumb free. So three words to look at there: munch, sip, and crumb. So avoid munching or sipping in the library. So to munch means to eat or chew something. To sip means to drink a small amount of something. And a crumb is a small piece, a small fragment of something like bread, a biscuit, cake. And the final word was haven. So the hidden library of St. Paul's Cathedral is truly a haven for book lovers. So a haven is a place of safety, a type of paradise. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.